Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hey, it's Raymon Rogue from California and Maharashtra.
Hi, guys. So, Rogue, what kind of a show do we have lined up today?
We have a good one, as always. We've got Back to the Basics question, part three.
Part three.
From what we promised you last time, which was the follow-up to what to do on your first date, whether to go to your second date, and then how to hit the brakes. That's going to come up on this show.
And then we're also going to talk about, let's put it this way, over-regularity. And someone has written in with a bit of a concern about that. So it's something that we're going to talk about in the show. But yeah. First, Rogue and me have to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Ciao.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
All right, so imagine this. You've gone on your first date.
And
you've gone on your second date, perhaps, and the vibe is just not there. It's totally thunder. You're not feeling it. Your conversation lags. There's just no sense that you are going to become good friends or partners or lovers. Maybe you could tell from your first date. Maybe it took the second date to figure it out.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. But you have to be realistic. Now, it's happened. And what do you do next? So we have some intimacy coaching for you. Well, you know, we've got our own anecdotes and our own advice and opinions. And you are free to take them if you like. So, Brahim, over to you. You've gone on a date. It's just not interesting. And you've got other birds on the horizon that you want to fly with. What are you going to do with the one that didn't work out?
That was my answer. Just
what?
Just in case if you were wondering, that was it. That's exactly what I would do, which is absolutely nothing.
And here I am wondering, what's going on?
I would play mummy, mum.
That's ridiculous.
I would be a total escapist. I would do all the wrong things. I would just run away from the situation as if it never happened, be an ostrich about it, and just hope that it passes away, passes over quickly.
So this is the old Prem though, right? Right? I mean, the new Prem who does the LSD cast is
the old Prem Chopra. Okay, but the new Prem, since he's the evolved, the 5.0 Prem, would actually not do that. He would pick up the phone and he would smash that girl hard into small little smithering pieces.
Wait. Now you're assuming that she likes you more than you liked her. It could also be reciprocally meh, you know? Then would you text or would you call?
I'm just fooling around. Depends on the situation. It could be done either ways now. You know, it's the day and age we're in. I guess texting and, you know, being polite. And even if you don't have the courage or you feel it's too much of a pressure to actually call the person and tell the person, look, it's not going to work out. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, there's a simpler way of doing it.
Yeah, that's a big ask, even for me.
Yeah, so there's a simpler way of doing it, which is through texting. Because at the end of the day, you're at least communicating. So this has happened to me a couple of times where, you know, you meet someone, you hit it off, and then you texting, and then you make plans, and that person just does not respond. And you are left wondering, like, what happened? Like, did you say something wrong? Did you? But you know, it's a futile effort because you can't think for the other person. So please save yourself from that extra headache because
yeah,
you never know. But in this situation, if you ask the evolved Prem, yes, I think it's very important to communicate how you feel. And just be polite about it.
Yeah, which is basically not, it's not really a rejection. It could just be something as basic as, look, I don't think it's going to work out. I wish you luck as you, you know, look for more people or whatever the situation is, if you've met on a dating app or if you've just met randomly and say, look, I don't think it's going to work out. It was really nice to meet you. You know, maybe we'll run into each other again. Give me something as neutral as that. But I have always felt that you need to do that because it's not nice to be on the receiving end. And so you should just, you know, equalize the karma by doing your bit to minimize somebody else's mindfuckery. Because that is what happens. You're going to leave somebody wondering, even if they've got a solid ego and a solid sense of self, it still hurts when somebody blanks you or ghosts on you. So I feel, in my book, it's just the best thing to do. And not to just disappear. I don't like doing it. And it's not comfortable to also send that text. But I think it's just a more honest, evolved thing to do. I've also had it backfire on me. And that was not pretty.
Like, what do you mean, Rogue? What did you do?
Well, I've texted somebody out of, like, ultimately, look, I'm not going to ever see this person again, right? I've gone on one date with them or maybe two. And if nothing clicks, we don't have the same friends. We don't have the same circle. We're not doing the same thing. That's why we've never run into each other before. And chances are we'll never run into each other again unless we make a date or start dating, right? So again, if you look at it one way, you don't owe this person anything. You could just vanish from their lives and they could just text you until the cows come home and you'd never have to reply to them. So I thought I was, you know, putting myself out there by being kind and saying, look, it's not going to work out, but good luck, several times. So this one person was like really angry and said, I can't believe you're doing this. I thought we had a really good date. Now, you can't argue with somebody's feelings and thoughts. If they thought it was a good date, they did. Now, I didn't think it was a good date, and that's my prerogative, and that's how I feel. So I suddenly found myself having to justify why I had to pull the plug. And I got, which I shouldn't have done. So again, ladies, don't get involved in this, right? Or gentlemen, don't get involved in a give and take. Just say, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. Bye. I was like, well, I didn't think there was a spark, and I don't think there's potential. Just stupid. There's no need to justify any of this. So he was like, you should give me a second try. You can never tell from the first date whether it's going to go well. You know, for all you know, we could. So he really just built this whole thing up in his head and demanded a second date. It's just like, no. Now I'm feeling really cornered.
So that's when you are even more adamant about not going.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I feel like you should take it with grace, right? Don't try to hassle the other person into disagreeing or agreeing with you. They've formed an opinion. They're letting you down easy, as nicely as possible. So if you're on the receiving end of that, just take it with grace. Move on and thank them for having the decency to let you off the hook so that you're not wondering or pining or just spending all your energy trying to get a second or a third date with them, right? I mean, I believe that's how the universe should work. And so I do my bit with it. And most people, I think as internet dating has become more normative, people do accept that there are other fish in the sea and they don't get really hung up on one person. I hope. I don't know.
So I would like to ask all the listeners, like, what would you say? What would be the best polite exit for you when you are able to speak your mind without hurting the other person at the same time you are politely bowing out of a situation? So we, Rogue and I, would like to know what you would think about it.
Yeah. And how would you do this? In the best way possible. Would you ghost? Would you write them a neutral sort of message? Or write them a stinker and tell them everything that's wrong with them? Or what? Let us know. We'd like to know what you think. And I think both of us do agree, the evolved Prem and the evolved Rogue. That
yeah, this is the Prem and Rogue 5.0.
Yeah, we think the Dear John or the Dear Jane goodbye text is the way to go. And this is our little Dear John to you. We'll be back after this break.
Okay, see you on the other side.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
So, Prem.
Rogue.
Do you think there's ever a time when there is such a thing as too much of a good thing in the bedroom or wherever, you know, you're getting down?
No, hell no.
You don't?
Too much of a good thing is always a good thing.
All right. Well, don't you have a question from somebody who disagrees?
Yeah, but this was written in by a lady, a girl. Her name is Leela, and she writes in saying that my boyfriend, so she's been dating this guy for 2 years. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 years, and I think that there's something wrong with him because he wants to have sex all the time. In the morning, in the evening, at night. And I am wondering if is he taking some kind of medicine, or there's something definitely wrong. And one, I'm concerned. And two, I mean, it's great to have so much sex, but I don't want to have sex all the time. What should I do?
Sex.
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 So, Leela, wow, you have a machine you're dating.
Yeah, and whether he's on pills or not, you'll have to ask him, man, or check his like pharmacy prescription or his drugstore drawer or something.
Yeah, but Leela, yes, I was going to say that, Leela, you should go through his toilet bag or his work bag, his gym bag. Does he go to the gym? And then just see, like, you know, is he breaking out into some things like a skin eruption on his back? Is there excessive acne? Because if that's the case, then I can tell you right now what he's on. But if this is something that hasn't...
What?
some extra testosterone that you are taking externally.
This is a real thing, apparently. Okay.
So... just
I was thinking you'd say Viagra, but then I was thinking Viagra is for people who have erectile dysfunction, and that doesn't make you horny. It just gives you lasting power, right?
No. So this is how it works. I mean, if you pop any of these Viagra type pills, you're gonna get a hard on right there and then. And when you get a hard on, what do you think you're gonna do? You're going to have sex. So you're automatically charged. You're not going to spend you're not going to spend an hour in the bathroom. You'll probably break your forearm. So what do? You have sex. But I think...
Okay, then. So you think... But this sounds unlikely for Leela's man to be like popping Viagra 3 times a day. That just seems...
I think if it's something that she's noticed, which is ongoing, then it can't be Viagra because he should have been dead by now, because that plays like havoc with your heart rate, your blood pressure, and it's actually not very good for you. And you know, it's only recommended for men who actually have their normal testosterone levels drop, which is after their 40s. Sometimes 45 is when you know your testosterone declines. But I think that Leela needs to write in and explain a little more. And I don't know, Rogue, what do you think? Like if, someone is pleasing you all the time, is that a bad thing?
So listen, the thing is, even if Leela's partner really has a high libido, which is fine, everybody has a different sex drive, Leela has to figure out her comfort zone, and she's clearly not happy about it. So her question is quite valid. What does she do? And I'm wondering about, yeah, we do need more detail. Did this start suddenly, or is this just how it's always been? Because part of me is wondering whether it was normal earlier and now it's just too much for her. I think all of us can probably vouch for this, that when you first start a relationship, you are like all over each other and you have lots of sex, lots of times, in lots of places, as often as possible. But once your relationship is sort of normalized, I think, and Prem is nodding, so he gets this, I think the frequency drops off. And I would wager, I don't know about men and men, I don't know about women and women, but I would wager that with men and women, that the men are slightly disappointed because I think generally men's sex drive is higher, right? And women would taper off, while the men would probably stay maybe slightly lower than that. So if you were making love 4 times a night or 3 times a night, you might now, the guy might want it twice and the woman might want it once or zero, and they'll have to find a place. Now, if this guy has just stayed at 4 times a night while his partner has dropped 0 to 1, obviously there's a mismatch and they have to then figure out how to navigate it so that they're both happy and satisfied.
Right.
In Leela's case, I'm wondering if it started off as morning, evening, night, and now he wants it to continue and she wants it to drop, or whether it's gone up, right? Which is what you're getting at with the steroids or whatever that he could, not the testosterone that he could be taking.
So it's quite evident that men's sex drive is much higher than women's. In fact, men think about sex way more than women do. It's a reflex. Like, you, even if you'll notice this, you'll see a group of guys chatting and this girl walks by. Each guy would, at some point in the conversation, just turn around and look at the girl and get back in the conversation, and they wouldn't even talk about it because it's such a done and normal thing, because it literally is a reflex. A girl, you see a girl with, like, showing cleavage, guy's gonna look. I mean, it's just something that men are tuned to do quite naturally. So men think about sex way more than women do, and it's not a surprise that they have a higher sex drive as well. In fact, it's a priority in their needs as far as a woman's needs are concerned, if you want to break it down to the basics.
Okay, fair enough. But what is Leela to do? Leela, you're going to have to...
So given the information, of course, if Leela was a little more specific, it would have been great. But I think that she's dealing with someone who clearly has a very high surge of libido. And if she, clearly she thinks it's a problem, then she has no choice but to talk about it. And I think that I would advise her to just ask, like, what's up? I mean, she should not ask what's up.
She knows what's up.
Because he would just pull his pants down and say, here it is, this is what's up. So, but she really needs to sit him down and just have a conversation and just figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and if he's on pills, obviously do something about it. But if he's just bored and, you know, looking at other things for satisfaction, that's also something you can address. So, Leela, good luck with that. Let us know if you have more questions or more light to shed on this subject. And if any of you are dealing with something like this, you know, we want to hear from you. And if you have a suggestion, of course, we're open. So, right after this break, we're going to come back and talk some more.
Okay, see you soon.
So, you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
Right, so we were talking about sex drives in this massive break that we have. And I was thinking about my past relationships. And I think there's always been a mismatch. So in the first phase, there's always like a lot of sex. Then there is less of it while you try to figure out. And usually there's this danger where one of you initiates it and the other person rebuffs it. And there's this danger that it becomes a sort of pattern where one is just afraid to ask. So to avoid that, you know, you have to be kind of conscious until you find your rhythm where you can figure out from the other's mood or body language or like what they're doing, like if they're working and you then come up to them and start, you know, fondling them or caressing them, it's probably going to end up in a slap. Then these kind of things you figure out between yourselves and you reach a happy medium for at least somebody, right?
You know, I would just say that I've been very fortunate that the relationships that I've had, it was great. I never ever had to really work on something that came so naturally. So they'd be down to doing stuff whenever, at any given point in time. So I just feel that if I were put in a situation where I had to think so much about it and then walk around the person on eggshells, then that's a complete deal breaker for me. It's not going to work out.
Fair enough. But here's something else that occurs to me. I've lived with my partners before, and I've also dated people who lived in different houses. And I think that those are separate situations. So when you live with somebody, whether you're married or not married, then you have that negotiation to do about honey, not tonight, because there's just too much going on. Maybe it shouldn't be that way. I'm not saying that's right, but I think that is fairly normal for couples that are living together. But while you're not living in the same house, when you're like going over to one of your houses or setting up, you're still dating. I think at that point, your sex life is completely different and you just have more sex. That's my experience. I don't know. You guys who are listening, if you're living with your partner,
that is true to a large extent.
So guys, if you're listening, tell us if you think that's true. Is that something that you've seen borne out in your experience, that if you're dating and you're not living with each other, do you have more sex? Or in India, you know, a lot of people live with their parents, as we just talked about with the Love Doctor. Are you having less sex? Are you looking forward to marrying your partner or moving with your partner so you can actually have like unrestricted sex? Let us know. We're interested. We're curious to know how everybody does their dating.
So basically what Rogue is asking is just tell us all about your sex lives. Don't hold back.
No, I am not. I'm not like voyeuristic.
Rogue is being a pervert.
I am not. This is all sanitary research. It is not at all pervy.
You know, and the name of research. But yes, listeners, write in. We do really want to hear from you. So please don't hold back. Just write in and we are always here to answer all your questions.
Right. So lsdcast@sonolog.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook @lsdcast. Thank you guys so much for responding to our polls. We love hearing from you. Feel free to add your own stuff, share comments, tweet us, email us. We love you guys. We're here for you.
Yes, until next time, be good or not.
Or be very bad and tell us about it. Bye.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonolog production.